From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. After 24 hours of uncertainty, as U.S. President Donald Trump first canceled, then mused about reinstatement of a historic summit on June 12th in Singapore with North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un, South Korea said it is carefully watching the developments between the United States and North Korea. Striking an optimistic tone, U.S. President Trump said Friday that the White House is having very productive talks with North Korea about reinstating the summit.
All of the Korean people, North and South, deserve to be able to live together in harmony, prosperity, and peace. That bright and beautiful future can only happen when the threat of nuclear weapons is removed.
The newest development came after North Korea said early Friday that it remained willing to meet with Trump despite his decision to scrap plans for the meeting with leader Kim. U.S. efforts to combat terrorists based on the African continent are running into many obstacles. Perhaps the most frustrating are the constantly shifting alliances and aims of the terrorist fighters themselves. The result, according to Western African defense and intelligence officials, is a new type of higher-level terror operative willing to work for competing brand-name terror groups like Al-Qaeda and Islamic State, sometimes simultaneously. A deal to keep Chinese telecom firm ZTE afloat could improve the dialogue for high-stakes trade talks next month. Under the agreement, ZTE would oust its management team, hire American compliance officers to be placed at the firm, and pay a fine. The fine would come on top of the roughly $1 billion ZTE has already paid for selling equipment to North Korea and Iran in violation of U.S. sanctions. In return, the Commerce Department would lift a 7-year ban on ZTE's purchase of components from U.S. companies. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is laying out terms for Iran if it wants a smoother relationship with the U.S. In an exclusive interview with VOA's Persian service, U.S. Secretary of State said Iran should allow the International Atomic Energy Agency inspection.
If they want a peaceful nuclear energy program, fine, but they can import that material. Other countries do it. It works for many countries around the world. And in order for us to achieve that, to get comfortable if that's the case, there will have to be inspections.
Pompeo has elaborated on the U.S. demand for Iran to end threats to destroy Israel and other threatening behaviors toward neighboring states. He said Iranian leaders should not only stop encouraging public chants of death to Israel, but also death to America. Russian President Vladimir Putin is dismissing an international investigation to the downing of Malaysian airliner MH17 over East Ukraine in 2014 as deeply flawed after investigators concluded Russia's military provided the missile used in the attack that killed everyone on board.
Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop blamed Russia for the downing of a Malaysian Airlines passenger jet over eastern Ukraine in 2014, killing all 298 aboard, including 38 Australians.
Australia and the Netherlands have now informed the Russian Federation that we hold it responsible under international law for its role in the bringing down of MH17.
Dutch Foreign Minister Stef Blok said it has now been indisputably proven that there is a direct link between the rocket that hit MH17 and the Russian army. Martin Seacrest, VOA News.
The UN's Children Fund warns the Ebola outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo threatens the health and well-being of children, and special care must be taken to help them survive. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
UNICEF spokesman Christophe Bouillirac says schools are crucial for minimizing the risk of transmission among children.
UNICEF is scaling up prevention efforts in school across all the 3 affected health zones. This includes ongoing efforts to install hand-washing units in 277 schools and supporting awareness-raising activities reaching more than 13,000 children in Bandaka, Bikoro, and Iboko.
Previous outbreaks of Ebola in DRC and most recently in the horrific epidemic in West Africa have shown the high level of trauma experienced by children at the loss of family members.
That is Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.